This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
This is over to you, Perth. Name suggestions. Because the Metronet station on Forest Field Airport Link is set to be named.
Yeah.
And the government is turning to the people of Perth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what
it's
a great
like
idea.
It's like a baby giraffe.
Oh, it's great.
We're allowed to name it.
And it always goes so well, doesn't it?
It does.
We've had so many great
Well, history
examples.
Will tell.
Yeah.
Because tell us your suggestion, Pete.
Pete. It's going to be Metronet McMetronet face.
Not Traino McTrain face?
No, because it's called Metronet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Although Traino McTrain face.
Traino McTrain face sounds better than Metro. That's hard. And I feel for the poor woman that has to make those platform announcements.
Bum, 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 bum.
Metro McMetrip.
That's as good as your semi-treble clef.
I know.
For the Culture Club
Even
song.
Even better. But in all seriousness, they are allowing the grown-ups of us to have a go.
Yes, they are launching a survey
today. They're
seeking
feedback.
The state government has asked locals to decide the name of the new Metronet station based at Brearley Avenue in Redcliffe, the first on the Forest Field Airport Link, but the options are limited.
I've had so many sent back already. They didn't like, I think I can. And they did that. I mean, I thought, toot, toot, that's pretty generic. Toot, toot, didn't like that.
Toot, toot station.
Toot, toot.
Toot, toot station.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
Toot, toot.
Okay, so we want to hear from you.
The confusion.
All right. Voting opens today and closes on November 19, with respondents reminded that they can only register and enter once. All right. The survey can be accessed at forestfieldairportlink.wa.gov.au. All right, so we want you to give us a call now, though, Perth, and tell us your name suggestion. What's your name suggestion? We're talking about the new Metronet station. There's a couple of suggestions that have been thrown about by the state government. Belmont or Redcliffe?
That's exciting, isn't
it? That's pretty much it.
I just noticed that when they last asked this question of Melbourne people when they were building a new train station there, most people suggested footballers' names. There's Dangerfield, Archer, also Shinboner.
What about Sidebottom?
There's no Sidebottom. We call this one Archie Doodah.
That'd be a ripper.
I always love that name.
Archie Doodah Station. That'd be awesome. Okay, we've got a couple of people who've called in. We've got Angelina in Maddington. What do you think? What's a good name for the station?
I think they should call it the Plane Station.
Yes, because it's on its way to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
That is simple.
Yeah.
Plain station.
That is a really good suggestion, Angelina. I like that. And obviously you
Thanks,
like it too.
It's better than Belmont or Redcliffe.
Yeah, definitely. Sam in Balcatta, what do you got for us? What do you think?
Yo, well, I'm a massive West Coast Eagles fan.
Yeah.
I thought just something simple like fly high. You know, it's a double.
Isn't it? Because you've got you on the way to the airport and we're flying high.
Yeah, but what about the Fremantle supporters, mate? You can't just do one side of the coin.
Their symbol's an anchor, which probably doesn't correlate well with planes.
So anchor station.
Fair enough.
It sounds like it's never going to leave the platform. Does it? Thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
No worries.
Bye.
See you, mate. All right, well, there you go. There's a couple of decent ones.
A couple to go on with.
Flying Eye Station.
I do like Plane Station.
Plane Station is good. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can affectionately call it Plane Station. It's the people of Perth. It could be our little thing.
Let's confuse matters right now.
Right across your televisions this weekend for Telethon. He's Sunrise Perth's correspondent at the Seven Network, and it's always great to have you in the studio. Matt Tinney, a pleasure, mate. Thanks for coming in.
Pete and Lisa, it's wonderful to see you.
Lovely to have you. Are you getting a little bit of extra sleep in the bank before the weekend? Or are you ready?
Koshy asked me about this, and I said, I haven't. I've been up at 2:30 most days this week for work. We've had plenty of aviation stories for some reason out of Perth, and so I've been up early to fill in the people on the East Coast because of our three-hour time difference.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. The 3 hours, that change. Oh, it changes.
So what does that mean for you hours-wise? What time are you up in the morning? Or do you even just,
sleep.
You just don't go to bed?
Yeah, 2:30. I go to bed at about 9:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing having a baby, probably.
Sunrise was great training for having a baby.
Yeah, right.
I highly recommend it.
I hear you, mate. How is Flo? Is she good?
She's great. She's so happy. She started at daycare.
Nice.
Because my wife, Nikki's gone back to work a few days a week. And she loves it there. This week, they've had this Indian festival there. Some of the daycare workers are Indian. They're in saris, having
fantastic.
A great... Yeah, they're having a party. I want to spend a day at daycare.
It is so much fun.
And how good is it when you go and pick them up, though? Isn't it fun? Mm. When that smile...
Oh,
it
just
hits.
Beams, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. This is all a good sort of reminder setting for why we have telethon.
That's true.
Because we want all kids to, you know, welcome their parents with a smile like that. And 50 years.
What? I can't believe
and
it.
Still an amazing. I mean, I'm so proud of telethon as a West Australian. I think we all are in this room.
What's the most successful telethon in the world?
In the
per
world.
Capita.
Mm. Yep.
More than $230 million.
Good for us.
1968.
Unreal. Wow, that is incredible. Now, being 50 years, mate, and you having a massive deal to do with it as well this weekend, is there anything different we can expect this year? Something special planned?
Well, because it's the 50 years, we're going to do a bit of a where are they now and meet the little telethon stars.
I'm looking
from
forward
the past
to this.
Half a century.
Yeah.
And
unreal. It is so amazing to see where they've ended up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've also, of course, got the kids' carnival on at the convention. Mm-hmm. Centre. We've got the fitness challenge. This is Matt Fuller, Soa the Hulk, and also Josh Catalano doing a non-stop 24-hour spin class.
Oh, that's like a treadmill on steroids.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Your legs after that.
Well, we obviously drop by every year to support telethon and do our bit as well. And I remember seeing Josh Catalano at the beginning of that and then catching up with him at the end. And the guy was in tears because obviously, you know, his son, Lenny the Lion, and the documentary that was made about him and the premature birth and all that sort of stuff and the stuff he's gone through. But it must be something because, mate, when he finished, he was in tears, you know, like just that feeling, I guess, of accomplishing something like that. And then the reason why he was there to do it as well, you know.
That's it, for such a great cause.
Yeah.
And we've got plenty of stars
Who's coming from Sunrise?
From Sunrise, we've got Sam Koshy, Nat Barr, and Sam Mack coming over.
Oh, fantastic. Great.
We've got stars from 800 Words, Home and Away. Irene's coming.
Irene is always so popular.
I know.
In demand, Irene.
Mel Doyle from Sunday Night. For the Sunday Night.
He's got a thing for Mel Doyle.
Oh, God.
Oh, he just got... Will you see how he goes when you say
the name?
Have
you seen how tall Mel is?
I know, I love it.
You could be like Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're taller than Tom Cruise.
No, but I would...
I'm taller than Tom Cruise.
With Mel Doyle, I would also want it to last. You know what I mean?
The guys from my favourite show, The Chase, are coming.
Yes, love The Chase.
We met Issa last year. Yeah. Sweetest guy.
Yeah. Matt Parkinson's
coming. Yep.
And I'm so excited about the musical acts. I don't know if all of these have been announced yet, but, you know.
Well, hit us with a couple.
Yes. Daryl Braithwaite.
Great.
Leo Sayo. Pseudo Echo.
What?
I know. Yep.
Wow. Yep.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Going back across the years.
Sammy Jade's coming. And Dami Im.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. She's such a sweetheart.
Mate, what time does it kick off officially on Saturday?
6:30 Saturday night. Mm-hmm. So it's the opening show and there's the closing show. But if you want to come at any time outside of that time, it's just a gold coin donation. Rock up at the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre and you can see the broadcast. And so much fun.
Matt Tinney, a pleasure, mate. We'll catch you on 7 this weekend for telethon.
Great to see you guys.
And we'll be there as well.
Yes, we will be there. Yep. 5 a.m. Set your clock.
Yes, bring it on in the phone room.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.